Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins, and yes, I am live. I'm in the studio. And good morning, Lizzie. I have missed you.
Oh.
I thought about you all the time every time I walked through some gardens and I would see something that I know you would love. I just said, oh, I wish Lizzie was here.
Aww.
And so I am I'm glad to be home.
Yes.
But it was wonderful to go and see all these beautiful gardens.
Well, we missed you too. I know our listeners missed you. I read the text lines and they checked in. And so definitely. Well, but your Facebook page, amazing.
Well, thank you. I just posted some. I took thousands of photographs and I just posted some. But so what happened was that we had a family wedding in August. So that took up one weekend.
Right.
Then our trip took up two weekends. And I didn't realize when we came back, mm-hmm. Oh, it's Labor Day weekend again.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, they shut the building down. We all have, you know,
yes.
You have a vacation, a holiday. And so I did not realize I was going to be gone for so long. But I do want to say thank you to the best host, Dr.
Meredith.
Tom McCubbin,
yep.
To host Emeritus. And Dr. Gary Bachman, it sounded like you guys had an amazing time.
It was fun. It was so much fun. And I really wish that Gary's daughter would have joined in, but she sat in the corner and you just see she was enjoying herself. She's an adult. So, but I wanted to snatch her up and give her a big old hug. She was a sweetie. So,
well, it's, you know, it's fun to see what happens on the show live. And so sitting there watching everybody just play off of each other and answer questions and just having a great time is a lot of fun.
Yes.
So one day I'll be brave enough to do it. We can do a shots and open up the video. And it's just, Lizzie, I look so much better on the radio.
Girl, me too.
You know,
me too. That's why I got into this industry, because you ain't got to look at me.
So it's going to be, you've had a lot of rain since I was gone.
Yes.
And that was something because Scotland was in a drought. And if you look at some of my pictures, some of the castles, you will see the yellow and the dead lawns
mm-hmm.
on the slopes of the castles and in the gardens. You'll see dead grass. They don't have irrigation systems.
I was going to ask, do they? They don't have any type of air. They just let it die,
yeah.
And then they just go from there.
It just it comes back. It's kind of like zoysia grass. I didn't find out. I couldn't find out what kind of grass it was, but it looked like zoysia to me. So I'm sure that's what it was, or probably Bermuda. They just have not had any rain and temperatures in the 80s. And that's so unheard of in Scotland. We had no rain for the 10 days, no rain at all. And that's unheard of in Scotland.
Oh, wow.
So the drought's happening all over, you know, North America, Europe. And so it's just a situation we're in. But we do have, knock on wood, I'm not putting this out to the universe, but we do have a storm. Tropical storm developing.
Yes.
That may bring us more rain. And the next 2 weeks here in Florida, we're going to get enough rain. So no need to turn your irrigation systems on.
Yes.
We're going to North Florida. You've got temperatures in the high 80s to low 90s with only a 30% chance of rain, but you've been getting rain. And if we get a half inch every 7 to 10 days, we're going to be just fine. Central Florida's high 80s to 70s chance of rain, 80s, and then 70% chance of rain every day. Tampa and Venice, you're going to be in the high 80s, low 90s, 60 to 70% chance of rain. And South Florida and Key West, you're going to be in the high 80s, 70 to 80% chance of rain every day. So I could feel the fall coming on and actually driving from here to Jacksonville to Tampa, maple trees have turned color. They are red on the interstates, deep, dark red. The sycamores are changing colors. So fall is approaching.
And that was funny because this last week I noticed that it was waking up and coming in to do the morning show in Orlando here during the week. And it was a lot cooler
in the morning.
And I'm like, Should I acknowledge this?
Well, I just want to know if the pumpkin spice is out in your house.
I don't really do pumpkin spice per se. I'm not a big pumpkin spice, but I've been keeping an eye on the Publix's for their eggnog to hit the shelves in the next 2 to 3 weeks. But they put out their ice cream first, and they haven't put it out as of 2 days ago. So
So Publix, you need to get your eggnog ice cream out.
Yeah, and their eggnog. So, you know, just skip the ice cream. I'm happy with just the eggnog, too. I like the ice cream, but, you know, I just want to drink it.
Eggnog. Oh, my goodness gracious. That's going to be so funny. So I'm going to talk a little bit about our trip and where we went. But we're going to be taking your garden questions. I have a lot of garden questions to, you know, to come back to, and I'll answer those. We just, again, want to say a big thank you to Tom and Gary for such a fun holiday.
Now we're going to have Gary back, right?
Gary's going to be back the first week of October. And so, or the first couple of weeks, it's either the first one or the second one. But Gary and Katie are coming back.
Yes.
And we're going to have a good time when they get back. They're busy people. They go everywhere.
You know, sometimes that happens whenever you supposedly retire. And I'm doing quotes in the air that you can't see. But they say whenever you retire that you don't really slow down. You kind of speed up.
That is so true. And then in the second hour, everyone who has lawn service company and everyone who has turf that loves their turf, you got to stay tuned to the second hour because we have Roy Levin coming up with EPLS.
He's not psychic.
He's not psychic. We're going to get it. He is going to be talking to us about a serious crisis in our lawns right now. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm glad to be back. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-961-1527. That's 800-961-1527. 800-961-1527.
Great deals are now blooming at Quality Green Specialists. Featuring a wide variety of fancy trees, ornamentals, herbs, and flowers, including over 50 varieties of fruiting plants, with sustainable organic nursery products and top quality soil testing. Experience a world of beauty at Quality Green. Open 9 to 4 daily at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Online at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Quality Green Specialists. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
It's almost time for National Voter Registration Day. Join in celebrating democracy and the right to vote on Tuesday, September 16th. No matter your political views, National Voter Registration Day is a chance to get yourself, your family, your friends, and community vote ready for election 2025. With federal, state, and local races coming up, your voice can make a difference up and down the ballot. For more information, visit NationalVoterRegistrationDay.org. That's NationalVoterRegistrationDay.org.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Give us a call now, and we'll create a plan of action for you that we guarantee will work. Stop the harassing phone calls. Stop the threatening letters. Stop wage garnishments. Stop any bank levies. And most importantly, put an end to your tax nightmare once and for all. If you have a tax debt of $10,000 or more, call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768. 800-762-2768. Call now.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648. Again, 1-800-577-2648.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Yes, I'm live this morning, and we will be taking your gardening questions and your text messages. I've missed you when I've been gone. I know you guys are all out there, and you're drinking your morning beverage. I've got my cup of tea, of course. And Lizzie, what are you drinking?
My six shots of espresso that I usually drink.
There you go. All right. And if you want to send a text message, what is a perfect text message, Lizzie?
The perfect text message is your first name and the area where you're wanting to ask the question about, where you're wanting to grow something. You can make up a name, just make sure you remember the name so whenever she answers it, you know she's answering you. But first name, location, and then a brief question about what it is. And so then that way she can answer you correctly.
That's great. I'd like to say good morning to Mike and Lori and also to Linda in Zone 8B, and they're always avid listeners, and we love to hear from them. And then also Ray and Kathy, just a wonderful good morning.
Yes.
It is getting brighter out there, so we do know that the season is changing. And so to catch up on some questions from previous, that when I wasn't here, Lori from St. Cloud, she called a few weeks ago about a bougainvillea that was crushed down to the ground, and when they dropped her palm tree that had died, and you said call back if any shoots start to come out of the trunk, and they are. I have one that's about 3 foot tall, then another one starting to emerge from the base. Should I trim them as they grow, especially the tall one? How do I shape it as it comes back from the ground? Well, so Lori from St. Cloud. It depends on what shape you want your bougainvillea in. Now, are you going to trellis it? Does it go up the wall? Does it go over a fence? Or do you keep it as a shrub? If you keep it as a shrub, I would leave your shoots, the 3 foot tall one, I would leave it and just let it bush out. It's going to do that over the year, although it may get hit back in the wintertime if we have a really early freeze. So, but if you're going to put it on a trellis, what I would do is, replace the trellis and then wrap that 3 foot bougainvillea up it so that it grows upward and it's entwined in the trellis. So, it just depends on how you want to grow it. If you want to keep it as a shrub, I would just let them all grow up 3 to 5 feet and then clip them at that height and keep them, as a shrub, or train it as a trellis, and it can go up over a wall. So that's a really, I'm so glad. I knew it wasn't going to be dying from it, but it's going to take a little while to come back. And then Heather in Palm Bay, she sent me some really great pictures about something that was attacking her lime tree. And so it is a beetle. And it's fairly common. Citrus trees are pollinator attractors. What does that mean? Pollinator attractor means your leaves are going to be eaten. Okay, that's what the caterpillars, the swallowtail and the monarchs, and the plant are the insects that are attracted to your pollinator plant are going to eat the leaves. And butterflies and pollinators, they lay their eggs on these trees. so that there is a food source for the caterpillar. So this one is fairly common. It is a pest problem. It is not a disease issue. And you can use Summit's Caterpillar and Webworm Control, which is a really great product. Or you can use a 7 or any, grub or worm killer on your tree, and it's gonna take care of it. I saw more than 5 or 6 beetles, and you see a little decline, but I wouldn't worry about it. Okay, so go ahead. Your lime tree is gonna survive. It's not gonna die. Mother Nature does not have a host plant that's gonna die if the something's eating it. 1-888-455-1 give me the here we go, Lizzie. I've got to get it.
2360.
That's okay. 1-888-455-2967.
There you go. Seeing if you're paying attention.
1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me 23680 and let me know if you are out there, and we will take care of that. Frank in Brooksville, he was trying to spray for sod webworms. This is a nightmare, Lizzie. Wait to hear this. Unfortunately, he sprayed glyphosate, grass killer, killing 2,000 square feet of sod. And so he wants to know if he can overseed with tall fescue. And he said the seed, the local box store has it, or is rye the only option? I'm going to tell you, at this time, you don't want to plant rye. It's still too hot, and the rye seed's going to come up, but it's going to die very quickly. We want to plant rye right around November when the temperatures are cooler and they don't go much above 70 degrees. That's going to be November, December, Frank. You're going to save your money, and we'll try and resod in the spring. Okay. I see that you can put some tall fescue in. You're just going to continue to mow it. So I would try that and see what happens. But I'm so sorry to hear that we always have to read the labels. I'm so sorry, Frank. Let us know how you do, what you decide to seed with, and then you can resod any time of the year.
Yeah, and I get like really excited because whenever I put some of that ryegrass out, it grows. Like if we have a little bit of like this little bit of a temperature change, it'll grow. But then it started to get warm again this last day or two, and it's brown. I'm like, why can't you just work in my mind like you're doing? You know, it's just do it. In my mind, it works out well. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so it's just sad. But I mean, just got to follow the label. So I'm just glad. I did see a lawn that was, I don't think it was yours, Frank. It wasn't in Brooksville, that somebody was ripping out and they had killed it all and it was all brown and everything. And so they could have sprayed something incorrectly too as well. See that. So then I got, Heather said also too, she said about the lime tree, she wants to know a recommendation on a citrus buddy for him. Was thinking a mandarin or tangelo. Well, Heather, you know we're going through that citrus greening right now. And what I would say is there's a couple of varieties of citrus that are resistant. I wouldn't say resistant, but I would say it's tolerant. That's what they're saying, the growers. That it's tolerant of citrus greening, which means it will produce fruit. It doesn't hurt the plant, but it doesn't look the best. Your Myers lemon and your lime trees all will do just fine. But also, too, the sugar bell. The sugar bell citrus tree is tolerant of citrus greening, and you can go ahead and plant those. So I would either do limes. You can also do kumquats if you love to eat kumquats or loquats, and they will also too. They're not susceptible to the citrus greening. Other than that, you can plant a fruit tree like a gulf plum tree, a nectarine tree. You can do that very easily as well, and you have some nice fruit, and in a different time of the year than the citrus.
I wonder if there's is there a certain type of fruit tree that we can plant? I don't know any type that produces fruit pretty fast, like within the year. Is there anything out there that does that?
Your citrus trees,
okay.
Your lemons and lime trees will do that,
okay.
And they produce all year round.
Right.
So that you mean if it's a small tree, you may not get a full harvest production,
mm-hmm.
you know, but you'll get two or three the first year, if all not
right.
more.
All right. Yeah. And I'm also, I've got all these banana trees. I think we're on year 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, they haven't produced anything yet.
They haven't produced anything yet. You should get something this next year.
Okay.
How often are you fertilizing it?
Fertilizer?
Yeah. What is that?
What is
fertilizer?
That?
that's important.
Okay.
Okay, because it may have the nutrition in the ground to grow.
Oh, it's huge. They're huge. They're like weeds are growing
yes.
so fast.
They
but...
may not have the nutrition to produce fruit. So go ahead and go ahead and fertilize it with a phosphorus fertilizer, just an all around fertilizer.
Okay.
And it should produce fruit next year.
Now I see these bags that have like the tropical plants that are on them. Is that the one type of fertilizer I would use?
Well, you know, the pictures are pretty. And they can kind of direct you to that fertilizer section for your fruit. I would actually read the label. And you want to make sure that when you are, fertilizing fruit trees, yes, they need leaves. But if you give them just nitrogen only or just Epsom salts or, just 666, that may be okay, but it's not going to help it produce fruit. You want something with a high middle number, the high phosphorus, and that's going to help the plant produce flowers, which, you need flowers to have fruit. And so that's the important part.
Okay. All right. Yeah. What I'll do is I'll keep an eye on that for sure and add that to my list of things to do and accomplish.
That would be fine. Now, so here is, I had a situation here locally in Maitland, and they were told by their fertilizer company that they were going to put down phosphorus because their pinwheel jasmine was chlorotic, yellow leaves. And there's just no reason to put down phosphorus on pinwheel jasmines. They're really, really healthy plants that don't need a lot of fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
But phosphorus deficiency is, we don't see it, except you don't get any fruit. But it doesn't affect the leaves that way. Phosphorus deficiency increases the chlorophyll in the leaves. Either the leaves are dark blue or dark green. It's not yellow. Yellowing is chlorosis, and it's a different reason. So be careful when landscape companies tell you things. And I'm going to be talking about that in the second hour, too, as well.
Also, if anybody, you talk about that in your newsletter. So how do they get your newsletter?
They can go to the website. It's coming out next week. The newsletter, you can go to www.she-consulting.com, she-consulting.com. Or just Google In Your Backyard, Teresa Watkins, and it'll come up and you can order it and we'll send it out to you. And we'll get into that next week. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in... anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Sometimes life is wonderful. And sometimes it's not.
cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-961-1527. That's 800-961-1527. 800-961-1527.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Give us a call now, and we'll create a plan of action for you that we guarantee will work. Stop the harassing phone calls. Stop the threatening letters. Stop wage garnishments. Stop any bank levies. And most importantly, put an end to your tax nightmare once and for all. If you have a tax debt of $10,000 or more, call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768. 800-762-2768. Call now. You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768.
Stop your grinding with Brett Snyder.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to brooksnightguard.com and enter the code BROOKS95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a question, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680 and give us your question. Just let us know your name and your city. And we're going to go to one of my favorite people, favorite callers, Eileen. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
I have missed you so much.
Well, thank you very much. I have missed you. I missed everybody, so... How are you doing?
I am fine, thank you.
So how can I help you? How's your garden growing?
Well, it's been growing just fine until yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
Grasshoppers.
Oh, you found lubber grasshoppers.
Yes, but I have the seven, the liquid seven.
Yep.
So I told Lizzie that I saw them in my hedges,
mm-hmm.
and the black one I sprayed, and I saw he was hanging overboard, but that wasn't good enough for me. I had to spray him until he dropped.
Oh, good, good. Did they eventually die?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good, good. So yeah. That is
but
great news. You get points.
Back where my other plants are, but other than that, I have a question for
okay.
you.
Okay, all right.
Dr. Gary Bachman and Tom McCoven were on, and they said that they were talking about Miracle-Gro potting mix and the Miracle-Gro soil that it has lost, I guess, its whatever for the ground. And that it's really not that good anymore. So what do I use when I want to plant?
In a container?
No, in the ground.
In the ground. Okay, so we're talking about amending the soil. And right, and because you've got really sandy soils there in Polk City, right?
Yeah, and it's really, yeah, it's not the best soil to plant anything.
Okay. All right. So when we're talking about amending the soil for plants, you want to do the entire bed. You just don't want to do a single hole. Okay. And so if you want to add soil amendments, you can add a bag of manure. You can black cow. You can add.
Right.
You can add a bag of compost. You can use one 10-pound bag for every 10 square feet.
Okay.
Okay, you can add that. You can add topsoil, peat moss, and manure all at the same time, or you can just add the bag of compost.
Okay, well, I've already done the black cow.
Okay, good, good. That's going to give you a lot of nutrition, you know, from a nitrogen standpoint. But also, too, you know, if you want to just add a little bit more to it, you can add a bag of compost, which you can now get in the box stores and at mom and pop nurseries. But you can also add the peat moss and the topsoil. But just mix it in all really nice and well. And then you can plant in it. And that's going to be good for a couple of years.
Okay. Now, I have two other questions
okay.
for you.
Okay. It's quiet this morning.
When do these grasshoppers leave?
They don't leave. They lay eggs for next year, and they probably will die over the winter time.
Okay, so they're going to die over the winter time,
mm-hmm.
and then I can spray the soil?
No, you don't want to spray the soil. You're going to have to wait till next, probably March or April, when they hatch, and then you use the seven again. But I'll let
you're
you know.
You're not giving me good news.
I know. I'm telling you. It is not good news. So right now, what we want to do is get them out of your yard. So around your amaryllis, okay, because I think you do have amaryllis, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's what they're coming for. So that's what you want to look for, all right?
Yeah, I've already sprayed them.
Yes. And so you want to make sure that March and April you're getting all the babies. And once you get the infestation out of where they're not laying eggs anymore, it's a little bit easier to keep control of. Then you just hit the adults when you see them. And
gotcha.
So just be careful of spraying, that you're not spraying too much so that you're putting a toxic amount on your plants. Okay? Because,
okay.
I mean, when you spray it according to the label, it's not harmful to plants. But you keep putting it on and on and on, or spraying a lot of it on there more than what the plant is used to, you may get a reaction and it may damage your plants.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Okay, my third question
yes, ma'am.
Is, how do I get them so I can box them up and send them to Lizzie?
Oh, look, we just lost Eileen. What happened there? Oh, Eileen, so sorry. Appreciate you giving us a call.
Send the lovers to Lizzie?
Yeah.
No, we don't want to do that, Eileen. You just have to keep them on your property. Just get rid of them. I would do a stomp, and I would stomp on them or cut them in half. It's really very, very gratifying. So I appreciate you calling in, Eileen. Thank you so much. Lizzie, you don't want them, do you?
Nope. I'll pass. I do appreciate all the gifts in the world, but you know what? I'll pass on that one. But I do want to remind people that next week, Peterson's Nursery is going to be having their lecture, and it is on vegetable gardening for the fall.
That's great. I have my whole list of what to do in September. I'll be talking about that in the next hour. If you have a gardening question, we'd love to hear it. 1-888-455-2967. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680 and we'll get that. And just want to say a big thank you to everybody who's welcoming me back, because I see all the little text messages there and I do appreciate it.
Yes.
And so we're going to be talking about what to do in September. This is the month. We're almost into fall gardening. And so this month we're going to wrap it up. It's still not time to fertilize yet. So no need to fertilize in most counties. There is a ban on it. So you don't want to, you don't want to use a fertilizer.
Now, how would they know this? They have a certain website that they can go to
their county government website, and it will tell them go to the public utilities, or you can just Google your county name and fertilizer ban, and it will bring it up.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. And so it's just a little early to be putting fertilizer down for the wintertime and spring. So we're just going to wait. Going to do that in October. And so there's no need to do it right now. Let's just enjoy the month. I've got some things you can do, but it's not a lot of hard work. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Call the Tax Pros at United Tax Fix today. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768.
From snorkeling and diving to harvesting stone crabs, lobsters, and scallops, Divers Down Safety on the water is all about visibility and safe distances. There are many options for Divers Down devices. However, the goal is always the same, to be clearly visible from all directions. And while distance regulation should be maintained at all times, boat operators should allow even more when possible. Know the regulations for Divers Down warning devices and keep everyone safe. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Visit myfwc.com for more information.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648. Again, 1-800-577-2648.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step.
Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services.
Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp databank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648. Again, 1-800-577-2648.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's Top 5.
Teresa's Top 5 is on the hunt for these top 5 plants. While I was in Scotland, I saw beautiful gardens, castle gardens, private estate gardens, and I was knocked out by these plants. The very first one is very funny because synchronistically, this week I was talking to Joanne Molinari and in the Garden Club, Tangerine Garden Club, with Nancy, and we all were discussing the peanut butter tree. The Harlequin Glory Bower is a tree 10 to 15 foot tall, 10 to 15 foot wide, beautiful white and pink flowers, and it does smell like peanut butter. It is zone 6 to 10. My next one is Sea Globe Thistle. Sea Globe Thistle is a beautiful blue, 2.5 feet tall, 1 to 4 feet wide, and it is gorgeous. It needs full sun, acidic soils, blooms in the summertime. Blue, purple, and white flowers, zones 3 to 9. Red Hot Pokers is number 3. It is also called a torch lily, 3 to 4 foot tall, 2 to 3 foot wide. It is full sun, blooms in the summertime, and is gorgeous. Then we have the Selsemia New Zealand Daisy. I am looking for the New Zealand Daisy. If anyone's out there in Australia or New Zealand, please let me know if you can get this to me. It is wonderful. It's a pretty New Zealand native. It looks like a daisy. It is a daisy. It's perfect for growing in a rockery or a xeriscape garden, and it will thrive without, it has little competition. So it is wonderful. And my last top 5 plant I'm on the hunt for is the Rose of Sharon. Now, the Rose of Sharon is out in nurseries now, so I'm going to go get one today and knock it off my list. But it is a beautiful plant. It's hardy in zones 5 to 9. They're tolerant of a wide range of conditions, including poor soil, heat, humidity, drought, and air pollution. The flowers bloom from midsummer into fall, and they come in colors including white, red, pink, lavender, blue, and bicolors, and they have dwarf forms now. They usually get pretty tall, about 6 to 8 feet tall. Now they have them where they only get 3 foot tall. So I am really on the hunt for these plants. If anyone knows where I can get them, please let me know.
There you go.
I'm hoping to hear from down under. And because that New Zealand daisy was incredible, leathery leaf. So 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. If you have a garden message, we'd love to hear it. So let's go to the messaging. And let's see. Nancy in Merritt Island says, I got recommendations for barrier spray from Teresa for my no-see-em problems. They love me, but I don't know which one to use. I have a cat and several plumeria and other plants, so I want to be sure the one I use is safe. All the products with Summit Responsible Solutions has for no-see-ems, mosquitoes, and fleas and ticks are safe for pets and for your plants, Nancy. So you can get any of their products. Read the label. Always follow the label. But they should be safe for your cats and for your cat and for your plants. So thank you. That's a great text message. And Summit Products, if you're having a problem with going out camping, they have a wonderful, wonderful armor protection for your tents, your clothing, for you. Check out their website, summitresponsiblesolutions.com. You can get them at the nurseries. You can get these at the box stores, but also, too, you can get them online or from the company itself. So what can you be planting this time right now? We just got a few minutes, 1-888-455-2967 if you have a real quick question, or you can call us in the next hour. Vegetables, you can still be planting lima beans, snap beans, corn, cucumbers, eggplants right now. Peppers, southern peas, rhubarb, squash, and tomatoes right now. You can also be putting in transplants of those plants. At the end of the month, I'm going to give you different vegetables to plant. Right now for flowers, you can be planting ageratums, angelonias, begonias and blue days, butterfly weed, cat whiskers, celosia, cleomys and coleuses, coreopsis and cosmos, garden mums and garas, gazanias and gerberas, goldenrod. Goldenrod does not cause allergies. It is great to use, great butterfly attractor. Gomphrena and heliotrope. Impatiens and jacobinias. Lantana, great butterfly plant. Marigolds and melampodiums. Nicotiana and pentas. Periwinkles and the sterile ruellias. And then also salvias and sunflowers. And then terrenias, little clown faces. Verbenas and zinnias you can be planting till. Herbs, anise and basil, bay laurel and borage, chives, coriander, dill, lemon balm, lavender, and Mexican tarragon. Mint, only in containers. Parsley, rosemary, sage, sweet fennel, and sweet marjoram, and thyme. And there's still time to be planting bulbs, African irises, agapanthus, and amaryllis, blackberry lillies and bulbines, calla lilies and crinums, crocosmia. I love crocosmia. I saw it all over Scotland. It's beautiful. Florida should be growing it more. Day lilies and gladiolas, kaffir lilies and narcissus. You can start planting those right now. You want to make sure that you are putting them in the refrigerator and refrigerating them for the 8 to 10 weeks. Society garlic, spider lilies, and rain lilies. So I just got a new variety of rain lily from Plant Delights Nursery. It is a soft butter yellow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's going to be really? So nice. I'll bring you some.
Oh, gosh.
All your seeds. I want to just put rain lilies all over your yard.
Oh, I actually love them. I don't have any really to, yeah, no.
I'm going to bring you a lot. Yeah, okay. So I will do that. So 1-888-455-2967. 23680. If you missed any of today's show, you can go back on Better Lawn or iHeartRadio
or Better Lawns
or BetterLawns.com, and it gets uploaded every week. You don't need to miss a single episode. All right, and then also too, if you know someone who is new to Florida and they love to garden and they have a gardening question, let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens. And you can just go to our Facebook page. Please like us, Better Lawns and Gardens. Please like our Facebook page. Let us know you're out there. And you can also ask questions through the Facebook page, or you can go to my website, she-consulting.com, she-consulting.com, or just Google Teresa Watkins and Gardening. I pop up. I'm everywhere. And if you'd like to go on our Art and Bloom garden tours, you can go onto the webpage too, which is on Facebook, Art and Bloom Garden Tours, and you can go to artandbloomgardentours.com and sign up for our newsletters. And we will let you know in advance when we are going on trips. We have a wonderful schedule for 2026, some exciting places to go to. We are going on a 2026 Revolutionary Garden Tour, which is going to highlight America's 250th birthday, and we are going to some exciting revolutionary places. Let's I don't see who it is, Lizzie.
It's Dan from New Smyrna Beach.
Good morning, Dan. How can I help you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Quick question. I just moved here from the Northeast, so I don't know too much about, you know, all the pesticide stuff down here. But I've got a backyard that's fenced in. It's about 50 by 50. And I know the lady uses, you know, regular pesticide chemicals on the lawn.
Uh-huh.
About how long do I have to wait until that all kind of works itself out of the system?
For good? I'm sorry, Dan. For good? Do you want it for good? Or when can you go out in the lawn after it's been applied?
No, I'm sorry. How long do I have to wait in terms of months or years before I can plant edible food?
Food in it? I would wait probably about 2 months. That's it. We have very sandy soils here. Things leach very quickly. Nothing stays in the ground very long. The pesticides usually, depending on what it is, and I doubt she's using anything very, very, very strong because there's really nothing on the market very strong that homeowners can use anymore. But I would say 2 months to 3 months would be just fine. So in the springtime, you can plant your vegetables.
Oh, awesome. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. It just depends on what it is. Some of, you know, and what she sprayed. If she sprayed for insects, you know, it's not going to really affect the landscape. If she sprayed a weed control or something that's going to affect the turf or the grass or plants, then I would wait about 2 months before I put anything in. You can also do raised beds,
yeah,
Dan.
Yeah. Actually, that brings up a second question.
Okay.
She says she was, and again, I'm not far out here. The house is made out of, you know, cinder blocks and stucco.
Uh-huh.
But she says, somebody was telling me, you can get termites that can eat the cement. Is that true?
There are some varieties that will start to yes. Yes. Okay, so we're going to be back with Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you, Dan. Dan, if you have a question, go ahead and email me and I'll send you more information about that. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.